with Bookbeat. I'm Don Swaim. Now out with his second novel set at the racetrack, William Murray is starting to be compared to the British mystery writer Dick Francis.
Well, I don't think of myself as a genre writer, and I was surprised when my publisher, Viking, stuck me in that category. They are mysteries, but I think of them as novels. I don't make those distinctions. I'm much more interested in the world of the track and the people who live and die by it.
William Murray's latest novel is called The Hard Knocker's Luck.
A hard knocker, is one of those racetrack definitions. It applies to a racehorse who tries very, very hard but doesn't have a lot of talent. And in the human sense, it applies to people who go to the track every day and are beating their brains out against the pari-mutuel machines.
And once again, William Murray's hero is Swifty Anderson, a racetrack tout and close-up magician who first appeared in Tip on a Dead Crab. This time, Swifty is involved with a beauty who spots winning horses in her dreams, an international art scam and murder. And through it, William Murray uses the language of the racetrack.
Every locked-in profession carries its own jargon. Lawyers, as we all know, speak an incomprehensible language. It's also the language of defense. We don't want outsiders to know what we're talking about. People who hang around racehorses develop a lot of terminology that makes sense to people who know about betting on racehorses or training them or whatever, that mean nothing to the outside world.
In 1983, Murray's former publisher, Don Mead, objected to some of the author's language, and Murray wound up at a more receptive publishing house, Viking. But Murray insists he does not write explicitly.
If you write a love scene, that what's important in the scene is not the geographical mechanics of lovemaking, but the emotions and feelings that people are undergoing while they're doing it.
That's William Murray, whose latest mystery is called The Hard Knocker's Luck. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Murray gets to Italy once or twice a year, and when he does, it results in the Letter from Italy column in the New Yorker magazine. Murray has been associated with the New Yorker since 1956, when he started as a fiction editor. He is now what is described as a staff writer, a job actually more like that of a contributing editor.
The New Yorker doesn't even care if you don't do a piece for a year or two. I don't know how many staff writers there are. I haven't met all of them. We're not on salary. All we do is we have a contract with the magazine, which is in essence a first reading agreement. We're perfectly free to sell pieces elsewhere, as well as work for the New Yorker. We're perfectly free to write books, and many of us do. We can come into the office or not as we choose.
And William Murray chooses not to. He lives in Southern California in order to be near his favorite racetrack in all the world, Del Mar.
I spend the entire 7 weeks down there, and I have what I consider the perfect life. I write in the morning, get about an hour of beach, and then go to the races in the afternoon.
And the racetrack is the setting for William Murray's novels about Swifty Anderson, racing handicapper, close-up magician, and amateur detective. The second in the series is called The Hard Knocker's Luck. William Murray insists that while he loves the track, he is not a serious gambler.
I'm a very small bettor. I mean, if I make a $20 bet, that's a gigantic bet for me. And if I lose $100 in a day, I have to go and lie down with an ice bag on my head.
William Murray once had aspirations to become an operatic tenor, but
occasionally in the bathroom I'll cut loose. I'm one of the great bathroom tenors of my time.
William Murray says he loves writing his Swifty Anderson stories and is working on a third. The latest is The Hard Knocker's Luck, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.